Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Hanukkah and celebrating Dr. Nell's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the fastest way to pull up the stream is go to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it is the second Sunday of the month. In addition to celebrating Hanukkah, we're also celebrating Dr. Nell's. If you're just tuning in, today is Dr. Nell's last show with us. He's been here, gosh, doing incredible healing work for our animals for the last almost 14 years. But the state of Washington has brought that to an end. And hopefully we will continue to work on it. And if there's a way to bring him back, we'll find it. The work will continue on the second Sunday of the month with Sister Linda Rasmussen, and kind of creating a new world here of how Linda will be able to work on the human animal, but that will, because, you know, I've been teaching for years what I call the human-to-animal transference, you know, and our animals pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with us. And so there's already an energy flow and exchange going on. We're just going to take advantage of that. And anyway, so just know that the plans are going on, the creating's going on. We're going to be experimenting behind the scenes and practicing. And then the next Sunday of January, Linda will be back. It'll be me and Linda. And it's all going to be a big experiment. Okay, so y'all are going to have to help, and we need you and all that sort of thing. So anyway, we are celebrating Dr. Nell's and all the incredible work he's done for animals. And the timing is really great because we get to take care of some really special clients of mine. I had really an incredible session. Well, let's see. I have their I saw these folks November 29th of this year. So it hasn't been too long. It's been three weeks or so. Anyway, I just want to welcome to Animal World right now. Katie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
All right, Katie and I touched base yesterday, and so Katie's up in Snohomish, but fortunately, you are like me. You're in a dry space, so you have your home and property's not been affected by the flooding. Is that right?
Yep. We're just off Second Street, so I have a view certainly of all the valley and all the flooding, and am impacted by the closure of 9. But certainly, we're lucky to be high and dry.
Now, you said from your place you can kind of see down and around. Can you tell? Is the water receding yet or anything at this point?
Well, yesterday it looked like that. But, you know, with the Snohomish, it has the tides. So it's always depends on the time of day when you're looking at it. So it's kind of hard to tell sometimes.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. All righty. So, I saw you, Katie, with your family and your partner Kunal, related to 5 dogs that you live with, right?
Yes, and a combined 4 cats as well.
Oh, yeah, well, we have 4 cats in the house, too. So, now, this was one of those cases, folks, when I heard the story over the phone. You know, when Katie found me and I did a phone evaluation with her on the phone, and she's telling me about all these dogs and what's going on. One of those things was like, well, okay. Oh, the phrase that came in, God willing and the creeks don't rise. Well, I didn't say that hopefully we would find some magic to work to resolve the issues. So Katie, I want to give kind of everybody a lowdown of what things were like when I came to see you on the 29th. So, you had kind of jokingly said, well, there's 4.5 dogs, and that's because 4 of these dogs, were living with you, Katie. But then your partner boyfriend, Kunal, also has a dog, and his dog comes in and out of the situation. That's why we kind of called it 4.5 dogs. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And
you
right. hear a lot.
Yeah, okay. Now, so your crew of dogs started with, none of these are really young dogs, but I think your first... dogs were Annie, who's about 11 years old, and she's Scotty mix and terrier. She's a Scotty mix and terrier. And then your other dog was Poppy the corgi, a 4-year-old corgi.
Correct. Yep.
Now the two you started out with, those two. So now neither of them were perfect. And Poppy the corgi had some issues being 4 because she was a pandemic dog. So these dogs had some issues, but they got along fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Kunal's dog is a 3-legged boxer named Rocky.
Yeah.
And he was in and out of the picture then, but everybody got along.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Grandma passed, and Katie, you took in Grandma's dogs. One being Peanut, a 6-year-old Bichon kind of Minpin mix, who's blind and a diabetic.
Yep.
And then Daisy, a 16-year-old Dachshund Beagle, and then when these two moved in, that's when everything kind of went south, because relationship issues started. We started having some resource guarding. Dogs started fighting. And then all of the issues that these dogs had individually before all coming together, those all were amplified, you know, all the barking. And then we had aggressive issues with Kunal's dog, Rocky, you know, acting like an idiot. And it was, and so that's what I said going into this was like, holy mackerel, what a history. I didn't have any clue what we were going to do to work everything out. But as usual, the way I structure the sessions and as we go through all the information and the education, it kind of all shakes out in the end. We had a pretty good program going. The dogs reacted well to my training tools and sound interruption, and we got the barking immediately under control, started working on some of the manners. And then one of the bigger issues, of course, was our little Peanut, who's blind and diabetic. She'll be able to see again when she gets cataract removed, but the veterinary ophthalmologist that deals with diabetic dogs wasn't comfortable doing the surgery yet until her diabetes was more under control. So anyway, this was kind of, you know, a big old can of worms. And the good news is I didn't know how much we were going to be able to do without, you know, having Dr. Nels help us out here. But it sounds, Katie, like you have moved mountains in the last few weeks since I saw you. You're doing really well with these dogs.
Right now, we're telling them to be quiet and then good quiet, and they've all quieted down. There must have been probably a delivery on the front porch.
But the barking's all under control. Are we having any more fighting?
We have, especially this last week in particular. You know, Poppy was actually the one who would fight, especially Daisy or Peanut.
Yeah, and Poppy is the corgi, and she was having issues with the two grandma's dogs, Daisy and Peanut.
Yeah, and she would just get super aggressive when they were near her in particular. And this last week, I told you, it was incredible. I sent Kunal the picture. Poppy and Peanut were sleeping together in the same dog bed. It was incredible. I mean, they couldn't be in the same room together before without Poppy getting aggressive.
Yeah, is that amazing? I mean, even that's blown me away in just this very short period of time. The corgi was going after Peanut, you know, the blind diabetic one. But now they're sleeping together, for crying out loud. I'm just so pleased. Part of that is because Poppy the corgi, they're really, really smart. And very sensitive, but they also have all those herding tendencies and need to keep everybody together and control everything. I think, Katie, I think once you took over and took charge of everything, and then what you have to do is you have to teach them this out of control behavior is wrong and they need to learn to control themselves. You help them do that, then you start changing the way they feel about everything. And it sounds like I was very impressed. I have to tell you that I think the biggest reason this is going down is because Katie is so dedicated to these dogs and such a great responsible dog owner and is doing everything she can do above and beyond. One important thing that's happened during this time, I do a section when I do a session with people on food and diet and how that affects everything. And Katie was feeding pretty decent processed food to the dogs, but you expressed that you wanted to me that you really wanted to move to a higher quality and go to raw food. And I referred you to Natural Pet Pantry in our area, which is our local raw food company that's so good. You really liked them, and you said, I'm in particular amazed at what's going on with Peanut. She's the diabetic one. Apparently Natural Pet Pantry was familiar with feeding diabetic dogs. And but anyway, you've transitioned all your dogs over to raw food at this point, right?
We're almost all the way transitioned. We did a phased transition.
All right. What you shared with me yesterday, and I didn't even know this. This is important, folks. Apparently, diabetic dogs do much better on a raw food diet, and their need for insulin goes down. So, is that happening with Peanut now, Katie?
Yeah, and I'm not sure about, other dogs, of course, definitely always. We're lucky enough that I have the little sensor that goes on Peanut, so I know what her blood sugar is consistently. And then because of her up and downs that we've been having, she's had episodes and whatnot. And so I've been monitoring that with her vet. And then when we changed to the raw food, what we noticed is that with the raw food, her insulin needs just aren't as much. And so we've been able to effectively eliminate the insulin that's in the evening and then keep a lower dose in the morning. And the vet thinks it's even possible that long term she might not have to have insulin at all, which is really unusual for dogs in general to not have needed insulin and then go to not having to have insulin. And part of it might be because she's so tiny, right? She's so small. But that's what's happening.
Wow. And that just amazes me. I'm just so pleased to hear that. But the other cool thing is, since the raw food is making such a difference, you're getting the insulin down and all of that, sounds to me, and especially now that we get to tap into Dr. Nils here, I'm wondering if this will get her ready to be able to have the cataract surgery so she could see again sooner.
That is the hope. I'm hoping that by January we'll be able to schedule it. And I think that will also help because I think part of Poppy's issues with Peanut is that Peanut because she can't see, she walks into situations, right? She doesn't have a lot of spatial awareness well. And so I think that it will help with that understanding and respect, I guess, that they require as part of their pecking order.
Right, right. All right. So now I'm looking at the clock, Katie. We're going to have to take care of advertisers here shortly. But before we do that, what I want to do is, Dr. Nils, I want to go through the list of dogs. And so to make sure that you know enough or have a connection well enough with the dogs.
All right.
And then I think we'll go ahead and take care of advertisers. You can be making these dogs happier as we take care of advertisers. And then when we come back, Linda can do a session with Katie and then Kunal. Does that sound like a plan? All right. So Dr. Nils, let's see. First on my list is Annie. And Annie is like a Scotty and Terrier mix, although looks more like just a Terrier mix and is pretty black. She's 11 years old. And she's also got Cushing's. I wonder if the raw food will help her with her Cushing's too, Annie or Katie. So that's Annie. Have you got a connection with Annie, Dr. Nils?
Yes.
Okay. And Poppy the Corgi. She's 4, and she's your blonde corgi. Are you good with her?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Kunal's dog is Rocky, and he's a pit mix, pit boxer sort of mix, and 3-legged.
Yeah, got it.
Got him. And Peanut is the Bichon Minpin, kind of a tan colored. It looks like a terrier type, but she's the blind diabetic one.
Okay.
And then Daisy is the 16-year-old dachshund beagle.
Okay. Got it.
And by the way, and Katie, are you still thinking that now Daisy was one of Grandma's dogs, and because she's just a really nice, sweet 16-year-old elderly gal. And you were thinking that she might do better in a home just by herself because she's not all that bonded with the other dog. So are you still thinking that Daisy will be better, that you'd like to find a forever home for Daisy?
Yeah, I mean, I go back and forth on it. She's so sweet and she's just no trouble at all and just a really fun to see her kind of because as we've gotten her, we got her teeth fixed, and she has medicine for her arthritis, so she's really got a bounce in her step that she hasn't had for a long time. But I almost feel like because we have so many pets, and she's, you know, she basically just wants to nap and be petted. And we have so much dynamic stuff happening in our household. I just feel like sometimes she'd be better with somebody who could dedicate their attention and love to poor Daisy.
All right, well, we'll just put that out, too. If you're anybody out there listening and you're thinking, oh, that's just what would be great for my grandma or great for me, a 16-year-old that's, you know, in great shape but just wants to, you know, love and snuggle and all of that. Daisy is her name. She's just a sweetheart. You can also contact me off the air, and I can put you guys in touch. All right, so Dr. Nils has got a connection and can start working with the dogs. Katie, we're going to put you guys on hold. We'll take care of advertisers. We'll come back. And then Linda can do a session with you and Kunal. Sound like a plan? All righty, everybody. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Katie and Kunal and these five dogs straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tesh Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Oh, yeah, I love those jingle cats. Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are in the middle of the second hour of our Hanukkah and celebrating Dr. Nell's edition of Animal World. And see, we just heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Got the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell-Everett Highway in Bothell. The community in Linwood, retreat in Lake Stevens, and the East West Bookshop in Edmonds. You can check out all the events and classes coming up at the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall at AnandaWashington.org. And then remember my favorite service of the year at the Blue Lotus Temple is Christmas Eve. It's at 9 o'clock Christmas Eve. I'll be there, so come join me. Alrighty then. We I can see Dr. Nels is still busy with the dogs. So, Katie, are you with us?
I'm here.
Alrighty. So, are you ready for a session with Linda?
Sure.
Alrighty, Linda, you are in charge.
Okay. Well, Katie, I'm going to invite you to think about all the positive changes that have taken place in your household with the dogs. Just let yourself bring that fully into your mind and notice how you feel as you think about that.
Okay.
And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of loneliness. And we're going to replace loneliness. Replacing loneliness with the feeling of judgment. So we're just going to focus on judgment. We're going to replace judgment. And we are replacing judgment with the feeling of conscientious. Conscientious and the number four are the two things to hold in your mind. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And you're going to take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking conscientious four.
All right, Katie, your eyes are closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right side of your forehead, taken in a deep breath, and you're holding it as long as you comfortably can. Feel free to release it and replace that breath whenever you need to, thinking conscientious four. Conscientious four. Conscientious four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Katie, and then with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then letting your thoughts return to all the positive changes in your household with the dogs and how you feel about that. And that is complete. So I'm going to find an affirming energy to use. Okay, so the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of love. I embrace the feeling of love. And as you are holding this affirmation in your thoughts or saying it out loud, allow your awareness to come into the heart chakra, in the center of the chest, and just feel that sense of love right there. I embrace the feeling of love.
All right. And then that's a great affirmation. And so using it, like, say it three times each time she says mm-hmm. it, several times a day mm-hmm. for the next two, three
yeah.
days.
Yeah. Today, tomorrow, and the next day are the most potent. And we really just want to let this energy of love just really be received and really feeling it in that heart chakra area.
Wonderful. All right, Katie, how are you feeling?
I'm embracing the feeling of love.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, is Kunal ready?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Kunal, welcome to Animal World. Good to talk to you again.
Looking forward to it. Thank you for having us.
And how's Rocky doing with you?
Rocky's been pretty good. Trying to keep up with some of the behavior modifications you talked about. So trying to do my best to do that and, be the best dog parent one can be.
All right, because one of the issues that we had when I was there, there's some teenage boys, I think, and when they would come up the stairs or in and out of the room, Rocky'd fire up and bark like an idiot. Is all of that, is that resolved now?
He does that sometimes. It's still with my kiddo at home, so have to use the training tool, which
yeah, the penny can.
The penny can that comes in handy. He's getting better, but sometimes it's just have to keep reinforcing it because he sometimes will chase the cats, and again, as soon as I bring that training tool out, he stops. But he can be a bit hard-headed, I think.
Okay, oh well. Sounds like you're doing great, though, because it, you know, everything is working. And just remember, you know, the first step is to shut down the bad behavior, but then you have to change the way he feels about the trigger. So, you know, when the kids, you know, that come up the stairs, you know, oh boy, cheese, or given treats. So he starts to feel better about that sort of thing.
Yeah, usually end up using sort of the friends trigger,
friends.
Right? Like
okay.
Using the friends as much as I can. With the cat, sometimes he loses it when they start going for the food and he has that prey drive. So then, you know, getting him to leave it and then, you know, talking about good leave it and giving him the cheese to make him feel good about it. So kind of continuing to do all of that.
Well, Nixon, how great is that, folks? I mean, for me as a trainer, I mean, Katie and Kunal have just, you know, really stepped up and have really done a great job of following the program. So, Linda, Kunal is ready, I think, for a session, so you can go ahead and take over.
Hello, Kunal.
Hi, Linda.
So, I'm going to invite you to think about something that's on your mind about the future. Just think about something that's been on your mind that's coming up in the future and just say, I've got it, when you have it in your mind.
I've got it.
Okay. Okay. So setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of rejecting, and we're going to replace that. And then we're replacing rejecting with the feeling of judgment. And we're actually going to stay with the feeling of judgment. Judgment and the number two are the two things to hold in your mind right now. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen down into the earth, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to. And your mind is just thinking judgment too. Closed eyes looking at the right side of your forehead.
All right, Kunal, you have your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, roll your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. Exhale all the air out of your lungs and hold it out as long as you comfortably can. Feel free to take another breath and then breathe out again whenever you need to. Thinking judgment. Two, judgment, two, judgment, two.
Good. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then letting whatever that is that you were thinking about in the future back into your thoughts. And that's complete, and I'm going to look for an affirmation. Okay, yes?
No, sorry, go ahead.
And the affirmation is, I accept the feeling of enthusiastic.
Oh.
I accept the feeling of enthusiastic. And so this...
Oh, am I supposed to say it? Sorry.
Yeah,
Want to write it down so you remember.
Yeah, I accept the feeling of enthusiastic. And this is an energy frequency happens in your field when you think this. And bringing that sense of enthusiastic into the moment, if you can, like letting yourself feel enthusiastic will be very helpful. And doing this like three times in a row, several times a day, at least today, tomorrow, and the next day. And some things might come into your mind that you actually are enthusiastic about. And that will be very helpful too. But I accept the feeling of enthusiastic is your affirmation.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. All right. Now, so let's see. We've got Katie and Kunal balanced, and Dr. Nels, I know you've been working diligently on all five with the five dogs.
Thank you for Thank you for not having the cats involved.
You were constantly working through all the ads and on all this work with Katie and Kunal. Did you get through the whole list of dogs?
I did, just barely. I can tell you that it started with Poppy. Poppy was like the one that the energy needed the most. The fastest, get to it now. And
that makes sense because she is, that totally makes sense.
Right. And not only that, but what the feeling I got as we got through it was really there was a whole shift into the happiness spectrum. And we got a little Christmas dog barking going on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I really got a great feeling that a really good shift happened for her, as I really did with all of them. But let's see. Oh, and Rocky also stood out as, he was actually the... the second one that I needed to work with. And there was lots going on. And in fact, at the end, I came back to him. I was called to go back and find one more little thing to tweak. And I was curious, which leg is he missing?
He's missing his back right leg.
Okay, the back right leg. All right. So that's really interesting because I don't claim a whole lot of extra psychic abilities, let's put it that way, but that's what felt like it to me. And when I worked on a certain point, so when I was called to at the end, that's what stuck in my mind was this has got to be related to that right hind area and the imbalance toward the left side because of all the work it has to do now. So anyway, that was interesting, and I'm glad I got that confirmed. Actually, I would say the one that was the most closest to balance to start was Daisy. Daisy just really needed
that's our 16-year-old dachshund beagle. So our old lady was the most balanced in the bunch to start with, huh?
Yeah, I think
that makes sense too, though. When if you've met the dogs,
mellow
and,
attitude,
and Katie and Kunal, doesn't that make total sense?
Yes. She's very. She's happier probably than she's ever been in her whole life, I think.
Oh, excellent.
Dr. Nels, I know you say, that you're not in the business of being intuitive and all of that, but I know that you have great gifts and you do get intuition. Do you have a sense with our Daisy, because she, you said, was the most balanced of everybody, and Katie just said she's the happiest she's ever been. Do you have a sense of, is it... serve her better to stay where she's at and continue this? Or do you think putting her into a situation where she's the only dog?
Right. Your question kind of has two sides to it. One is the perspective of Daisy where she is now in terms of her emotional, mental state where she is, and then what it could be. And... what I'm getting is that she's very adaptable and would go well either way. She's very happy where she is, and she could be happy somewhere else too.
Okay. All right. So this can really be up to Katie.
Yeah.
What works best.
I don't see it being a negative in Daisy's life if she moves on to a place where she gets doted on. And gets to spend a lot of time in somebody's lap. So I think that would work for her. Let's see. Annie actually wasn't in terrible shape either, just a little extra balancing compared to Daisy, perhaps. Peanut also, actually, it was kind of, I would call, a moderate level of needing to be rebalanced. It was definitely Poppy and Rocky were the big ones.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, they're the larger breeds of dogs, and were probably the biggest aggressors in the situation. So that makes total sense. All right, so Katie and Kunal, how are you guys doing? Is there anything you would like to ask Dr. Nels or Linda about, or me for that matter?
No, I think I don't think I have any questions.
All right.
Nor do I. Yeah.
Okay. And then if you find you have questions or want to talk to Dr. Nels, you know, after the show, just so you know, and everybody else out there, Dr. Nels, because, you know, you might have questions. His number is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. All right, you guys, thanks for spending all this time on your Sunday morning with us. And I'm just so delighted y'all are doing so well. And please keep me posted with updates on how the crew is doing and call me if you need anything, okay?
Well, thank you guys so much. It's made such a humongous difference in the peace and the harmony in my house in particular. So I very much appreciate and value the changes.
Oh, you're so welcome. And just spread the word, because business is really slow. I need referrals. So please pass those cards out I gave you and tell anybody you know that needs help with their dogs that Aunt Martha is available.
And yep. She works miracles.
I am aware and evangelizing.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty, we've got to catch up with advertisers, I believe, and then so we'll do that, and then we've got Diane on the line, and phone lines are open, folks, 425-373-5527, and Animal World continues, more with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Doesn't it seem like kind of a roasting chestnut kind of day? It's pretty gray and dark around here and very wet. Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. We're winding down the second hour of our Hanukkah and celebrating Dr. Nell's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we did hear from our NuPro supplements. Check them out, nuprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check out our sound healer premier Jude Potten at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Great access parking, and what a treat to work with her in person. She can work with you in person or remotely. Whispering-Dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And, Dr. Nell's... it's a big transition, this being his last show, and what's the last time we'll hear a Dr. Nell's ad for a while, but, you know, if there's a way to bring him back, we will find it, and we are going to be looking and searching, but we're also going to continue the work here, and we are creating new ways to do that, and Linda is stepping up to address the challenge here, and we'll have a whole new process to go through this second Sunday of January. So I hope you will all join us then. But no, it's a big experiment from here on out. We are creating. If you know anybody who needs help with their dogs, please give them my phone number, 360-217-7258. Tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone, and I would love to help them with their dogs, and I do that really quickly. 360-217-7258. All righty, here, before we, let's see how many of these phone calls we can get in here. We are going to head to Bellevue and Diane. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. First of all, I would like to say that thank you to Dr. Nels, and he has a gift, and he is a gift.
Diane, real quick, I'm just going to let you know, I hear the radio feed in the background. Do you still have your listening device with the volume up?
Yeah, it's all the way up.
But what's playing in the background?
Nothing.
Okay, for some reason I'm hearing the show in through your phone, but it's okay. It's very faint, so we can go ahead and keep going
it's
for now.
It's not on my end. The radio is totally off.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Yes, and so thank you, Dr. Nels, that you are a gift and that you have a gift, and for your generosity and sharing with all of us. And to keep my language clean, I want to say I am so disappointed in the state of Washington. And why aren't veterinarians stepping up to help you? Because you enhanced their work.
Yeah. Well, they started this whole thing, Diane. It was
a
veterinarian. Wasn't it Dr. Nels? A veterinarian that kind of blew the whistle and started this whole thing.
Something happened with a veterinarian that didn't like that I helped an animal, and what can you do? I'm not against veterinarians, people. I have actually several veterinarians that work with me for their own care, for their pet's care, for their horse's care. So yeah, it's not unusual for me to work with vets, even besides vets. I've even worked in a veterinarian's office to help on a situation. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is time to let go of all this jealousy and greed and, there's not enough for everybody sort of thing. It all has to change. But it comes from the veterinary community, Diane. So your displeasure is not displaced. I mean, it's in the right place. I'm incredibly upset as well.
Like you said, Martha, there was a time when chiropractic was considered quackery, and now it's been accepted for the benefit that it is, and so will the energy work in the future. But
acupuncture, same way. Homeopathy,
yes.
Same way.
Yes.
All kinds of great healing modalities that at some point in time, or sometimes still are by certain groups, considered quackery. And, it's just silly. Just silly.
So anyway, looking forward to good changes in the future.
Yes, me too.
All right, and I'm assuming you'd like Dr. Nels to have a little check on Whiskers.
Yes, when I got his second blood work back, he checked his hyperthyroid, And so I've started him on medication, but he's still not eating well. So if he could get a little tune-up, that would be awesome.
All right. Will do.
All right. So Dr. Nels can check in on Whiskers. And Diane, are you up for a session with Linda?
Oh, yes. I need it. I'm up in arms.
Okay, Linda.
People are after Dr. Nels. It's like, stop it.
Yeah. All right, Linda. Okay.
All right, Diane. Well, let's have you think about Whiskers and what's been going on recently with Whiskers. And then set that aside and focus on good. Focus on good. Good and the number four. And this energy of good is resonating in your heart chakra as we're thinking good four. Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And you're going to exhale into the earth, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking good four.
Diane, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, roll your eyes up to the left side of your forehead. You've exhaled all the air out of your lungs. You're holding it out as long as you comfortably can, and feel free to replace that breath whenever you need to. Thinking good four. Good four. Good four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Diane, with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then think about Whiskers and what's been going on recently. There's a little more to do. Keep thinking about it. And then think about, set that aside and focus on love and the number one. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. You're going to exhale, hold your breath out.
Okay, Diane, you have your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the left side of your forehead, exhaling all the air out of your lungs, and hold it out as long as you comfortably can. Feel free to replace that breath whenever you need to. Thinking love, one.
And that's complete. Go ahead and tip your head forward, breathing normally, and then think about Whiskers. Yep, we got
right.
That. So that's beautiful. And I embrace the feeling of love is your affirmation.
Ooh, that's a nice one. I embrace the feeling of love. All righty. So you got that, Diane? I embrace the feeling of love.
Yep, just made a note.
And thank you, Diane, for your kind words.
Whiskers, check out okay, Dr. Nels?
Yes, he got a nice little tune-up, and so we'll give him some happiness for Christmas.
All right. Diane, thanks so much for calling in. Let's hopefully you'll check in with us next month and try our new system out. Okay.
Sounds good. And Martha, thank you for that tribute to Rob last week. That was really awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're hoping we can do more in the future. We're keeping to run the promotions and all that because something's going to happen. We just don't know it yet.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you. And
thanks,
bless you
Diane.
All.
Mm-hmm. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All righty. We're wrapping up a little late, hour number one, and firing up hour number two. In the meantime, we're going to do a little dancing around, sending love and light with the Jingle Cats. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, dance in your bed, dance in your chair, dance anywhere, but celebrate Hanukkah with us and with the Jingle Cats and Dogs. And phone lines are open. Sue and Holly, hold on. We'll get to you first part of the next hour. And anyone else that would like to get in line, 425-373-5527. Otherwise, I'm energizing up the Jingle Cats.
And we're going into the final hour, too. So now is the time to call in if you want to get one more chance to speak with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Yep, sounds good. 425-373-5527. And And we can shorten things a little bit and dump the ad and just do the jingle cats. Anyway, yogi energization. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the jingle cats. And they're coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.